Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Thank you so much for joining us. I have an amazing guest today for you guys. Of course, the world is currently run by money. We're working to move forward from money. We're working on free energy. We actually have a team in Venezuela headed by Gabriela. You can find our interview with her at Believe Loves You on YouTube and on our website, www.believe.love. Search for free energy. But right now, we all have to make money. We have to pay our bills. And our guest on this episode is literally one of the top new media figures in the world when it comes to making money. John Lee Dumas is the host of Entrepreneurs on Fire, which was awarded the best of iTunes. It's one of the top business podcasts in the world. His website is eofire.com, which stands for Entrepreneurs on Fire. And on his podcast, he interviews the world's most successful entrepreneurs 7 days a week. I actually was on the show. It was a great show. And JLD, with over 1,900 interviews, 1.3 million monthly listens, and an annual revenue well over seven figures, he's just getting started on his entrepreneurial journey. And we're happy to have him on Believe because we want to help you to change your life. So let's get to the interview now. John Lee Dumas, how are you today, sir?
Nicholas, Puerto Rico's sun is shining. Our birds are singing. Life is good.
That's great. Well, I'm excited to have you. You interviewed me a while back, and I haven't talked to you, so we can get right into it if you'd like.
Brother, I am ready to dive right in.
Well, JLD, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to get right into it. You've helped millions of people with your business podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and your courses. You've interviewed Tony Robbins, Hal Elrod, and more, many, many more. You're a positive guy. You know, you're a really positive guy. You interviewed me a while back, and it was an honor to be on your show. But, you know, JLD, I have to ask you, sometimes things don't go as planned. You and I both lived in Puerto Rico, and sometimes in different places, things run differently, not necessarily better or worse, just differently. Maybe things could be slower or faster than we're used to. I have to ask you, because I think it will help so many people. How do you deal with things that really, really tick you off, JLD, and stay positive?
Well, a couple things first. Number one, thank you for rocking the mic on EO Fire. Absolutely. You showed why you are an entrepreneur on fire, straight up. And anybody that's ever been in Puerto Rico know that the word faster does not exist. So it's all slower. It's just always slower, everything in every way, shape, and form. But, you know, you got to love it. It's called island life for a reason. And listen, when things tick me off, I just say, man, let's put things in perspective here. I'm a human being. I'm going to get ticked off. Things are going to tick me off. I'm going to get pissed. I'm going to get annoyed. I'm going to get fill in the blank. But that's just part of being a human being. That's part of the journey of life. So now let's keep things in perspective. Am I still in Iraq right now getting shot at and having mortar rounds lobbed at me? And the answer to that question is no. I had that happen for 13 months, but I'm not living that life right now. So life could be worse. And am I going to pretend that I'm not pissed or peeved or ticked off right now? No, because again, that's a human emotion. But I'm going to keep things in perspective and realize, you know what? Things could be worse.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean, I think there are things for me that there's harmony that can we can become more harmonized over time. So maybe something had happened with the cable company, and years ago, I might have been so mad it like made me not able to operate for a day or two. But now maybe it's like right before this interview. Yeah, maybe I have to take a couple deep breaths now. But, you know, for me, that's big improvement. So it's all relative. And you went through so much and you've dealt with so many people. I mean, people are trying to get started. They're trying to sort of attain a life like yours where they can have freedom. They can do what they want. They can help their family. How do you deal with fear in business and in life, you know, right along the lines of what we're talking about with staying positive? And how do you recommend others deal with fear? Because a lot of people are just they're afraid. You know, there's a lot of sadness, or they think they can't do it. You know, how have you dealt with that and kind of pushed your way through that? And what do you recommend others do?
I've surrounded myself with the right people, and I really would recommend other people of finding five people that they want to be the average of and spending the most time with them as possible. And that's why I end every one of my shows by saying, Fire Nation, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Like, I want to hammer that home, because the reality is I have bad days. I have days where I'm down. I have days where I'm pissed off. I have days where I'm excited and through the roof, and my personality, mentality, and just overall attitude is great. But it's a roller coaster. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. So the fact that I surround myself with other people who are for the most part positive, who are for the most part inspirational, when I'm having bad days, one, two, three, sometimes all four of them are not, and they can help pick me up. And then when they're having bad days, I do the same thing for them. So make sure you're surrounding yourself with the right people. Find a mastermind, knowing that you're the average of those five.
Well, JLD, you've helped millions of people, and I just want to remind everybody out there, we can send love to JLD and all the people around him, because, you know, he's trying to help people be positive. Sometimes, you know, those people, we wonder, how do they do it? You know, what's going on? So I appreciate you being real, JLD. And
yeah,
like we talked about, you've interviewed over 1,900 people, probably approaching 2,000, and Tony Robbins, Hal Elrod. What are the biggest burning questions that entrepreneurs have, maybe the biggest problems, and maybe some of the solutions that you've kind of come across over time?
Well, that was a lot of questions in one, and
you're
a
right.
lot of big questions.
I do run on. Well, answer it however you want, basically.
I will. Okay. I'm going to answer this by saying this. I think a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with, like, what should I be creating for my audience? And I don't think that's the right question to be asking. I think the right question to be asking is, specifically to your audience, what are you struggling with? What are your obstacles? What are your challenges? What are your pain points? Let them share with you what they're struggling with, and then create the solution to those struggles in the form of products, services, communities. I have a lot of people that come to me and say, John, like, I don't know, like, what product or service or something to offer my audience. I said, well, have you asked them what their struggles are? And they've been like, no. And I said, well, start there and then see how you can provide solutions to their struggles. That probably sounds like a pretty good product to me.
Yeah, that's a beautiful one. You know, for me, it's always like, there's so much value in your courses, for example, your free courses at eofire.com. People can, you know, there's a pop-up. We'll talk about that in a second. And then at universities, you know, I went to the University of Michigan. We talked about months ago, I played football there. But, you know, it's kind of like at a university where they teach you some things, and then after, you got to go do it yourself. And a lot of times, things are much different than what you learned in college or at a university. So it's sort of the adaptation and how to adapt and how to, you know, in terms of if a company doesn't pay you, what do you do? If X happens, that's unexpected. Let me ask you this, JLD. You have such a streamlined process in terms of getting leads. It's so impressive. Getting leads, doing shows. You have a day where you do all of your shows. I think you've said that publicly. Everything, you know, you down to the minute. And I was extra early. I love being on time. I love that. And you're always on time. And it seems like, you were in the military. So I think that helps, you know, in terms of becoming somebody who's on time and disciplined, but the world doesn't necessarily seem to always operate that way. How do you deal with things that are unexpected? And how do you recommend people do that in life and in their business?
So life's always going to throw you curveballs, and there's always going to be things that come up that you don't expect. I mean, for instance, this morning, you know, we had power to go out in Puerto Rico, and I was like, great. Like, what am I going to do? I have literally 28 interviews today. 28.
Oh my God.
You are interview 19 of 28 today. I've been talking to awesome people all day long, and it's what I do, and it's what I love doing, and I've been enjoying every single minute of it. But what happened? Well, I had redundancy in place. I have a satellite dish on my roof at no small expense, so that when the power goes out, I have a generator that powers my house. I have a battery backup for my computer setup, and I have a satellite dish on my roof to provide me internet 24/7. So when my main internet goes down, I still have backup. So what are the redundancies that you're putting in place? Like, when something goes wrong, are you going to blame somebody else? Like, am I going to blame the Puerto Rico power company? Well, guess what? A lot of people are right now blaming the Puerto Rico power company for not having power. And I get it. But how's that helping anybody? It's not. So I help myself. I take responsibility for everything. If I'm in a stop sign and somebody rear ends me, I blame myself. I take responsibility, because what's the point in not doing that? If you're an entrepreneur, take responsibility for your life. Everything that happens, take responsibility, because otherwise, just a losing cause.
Yeah, you know, you remind me of the phrase, and a lot of women actually are better at this than men, but the phrase man up comes to mind when you're talking. It's kind of like, you know, and again, a lot of women are maybe even better than men at that, but so it's not necessarily, but it's just that phrase. It's kind of like, hey, like, just do it, like Nike, right? It's stop with the excuses. You know, I wrote to Mark Cuban after I graduated from the University of Michigan. I said, oh, you know, football, you know, by the way, I'm like 5'8 and white, and I played there. And just to play there was amazing, but I'm like, oh, you know, this happened in football. Some coach didn't like me. He kind of said the same thing. He's like, well, you know, and I didn't know anything at 22, and he's like, you know, it's a great story, Nicholas, but, you know, in life and in business, you know, people don't really care. You gotta, it basically the same thing, like, you gotta man up and just do it. Actually, to be thankful, going back to what you said about Iraq, is so important. I could be more and more thankful and have more and more gratitude, and it goes right along with what you're saying. By the way, how is Puerto Rico after the hurricane? I mean, I moved out from Puerto Rico before the hurricane hit a couple years back, but of course that major hurricane, how are things in Puerto Rico?
Still recovering, slowly but surely. This is a really tough island post major disaster, because it's mountainous. It's, you know, it's a US territory, but in a lot of ways it's a third world country. So it just does not respond well to a situation like this. And it has not responded well.
Well, that could be an entire show. We have only so much time, but of course, all the people out there and myself, we want to send love to you guys and hopefully money as well.
People
have donated, I think, a lot, and we could donate more, because it's interesting. You know, people hear these things in the news and then we forget about it. It's like out of sight, out of mind. And JLD is down there dealing with it, but he has redundancy. So he's created, and that's a great message to basically, you know, have multiple ad networks. If you're running AdSense, if AdSense, you know, does something screwy with your account, who else, what other ads can you plug in there? And so you don't miss any revenue. And that can apply to a lot of different things in business. Or if you're running ads on AdWords and something happens and they temporarily, you know, have some policy issue with you, you know, where else can you run ads? And so, and basically people talk about multiple income streams so that if one goes down, you have others. And you have so many great products. But I want to ask you, JLD, when we get into specific tips, tricks, and tools, I noticed on your website, you're building your list now with Facebook Messenger, and I think you also have, of course, an email list. But have you noticed that, you know, I saw that pop up where you can get great free tips. I recommend everybody actually get those from JLD. Have you noticed that Facebook Messenger, maybe instead of an email list, now is a better thing to use? Is that a good tool to build a list now?
Well, listen, I think that we always need to be exploring the new things that come up, and we need to be testing and studying and looking at analytics and numbers. I mean, it's critical. But the reality is this, you know, we as entrepreneurs and specifically as marketers, we ruin everything. You know, we've ruined email marketing. So that's really a tough place to get your message across right now. We're going to ruin Facebook messaging at some point, you know, Facebook bots and all this thing is going to happen. Then there's going to be another thing that comes up that we ruin. But all we can do before that, you know, before that ruination happens, is just test and do what we can and try to provide value and try to do things the right way and just have some fun with it along the way, you know. And then once that's ruined, so let's move on to the next thing.
Right. So right now it's another good tool. But yeah, unfortunately, right, people start spamming and everything else. There's another thing I saw, like, it looks like you use tryinteract.com for quizzes and things like that. Are there any other tools that you've noticed that have come up that have kind of piqued your interest in terms of the things we haven't ruined yet?
I really like Sumo. I think Sumo is a great company with Noah Kagan, where they provide a lot of like great lead magnets and, you know, pop-ups and slide-ins and welcome gates and things along those lines. So I think Sumo is a great tool that gives you a lot of opportunities there.
Well, that's really cool. And Sumo, that's a company that the website, I think, is what, sumo.com or sumome.com?
They actually bought sumo.com for $1 million.
Oh, wow. Well, they must be doing well. So probably everybody should check that out. JLD, we have a couple minutes left. What do you think of this Bitcoin and cryptocurrency craze? Do you think it's worth people looking into? Do you have any opinion on that?
You know, I like to say that I know a lot about a few things, and then I know a little about a lot of things. And crypto is something that I know very little about, so I'm not going to give any advice or any foresight, because honestly, I think anybody that does is probably not going to be giving you some great advice anyways, because they don't know. Just like nobody really knows what's going to happen with the future. We do know that, hey, crypto on some level in some area is going to be coming, and it's going to be making an impact on our lives tomorrow, 5 years from now, 20 years from now. But who knows on what level? Who knows if Bitcoin's going to be around, if Ethereum, if Litecoin, Lyceum, like who knows? Like who knows where the world's going? All I'll say is this, like if you get excited about that kind of stuff and you're like, wow, I love reading articles about crypto and blockchain and listening to podcasts about it, then guess what? Maybe you should try to become an expert and really learn that and see, you know, how you can add value to the world in those areas. If it doesn't really interest you, like it doesn't really interest me, unfortunately, because obviously it would have been pretty nice if it had over the past few years, then just stay away from it, because, you know, you're just, what are you going to do? Like, you're just going to put some money in and just hope it goes up. I mean, that's just a little naive, I think. So my attitude is this, is like, listen, if you have a significant amount of money and you want to use a very small percentage of that money as like a little risk, you know, to explore into that world, then no harm, no foul. Because if you lose that money down to 0%, then, you know, your life still goes on. But if it goes up, you know, 10,000%, then it's going to probably be maybe pretty beneficial for you for any number of reasons. But in the long story short, I stay away from things I don't really understand and know, like Warren Buffett always has. And I'm a big believer in that. So stay in my lane and just do my thing.
I love that. And you post your, you know, you guys post your income reports every month, and you're making, you know, well over seven figures a year. And so it's kind of like, what's the need to gamble like that, you know, because it could be gambling, like you said.
It is. It's a gamble at this point, especially for somebody like me who doesn't know what the heck's going on with that stuff. So it'd be a gamble.
Yeah. And right along the lines of what you're talking about, what I love about your stuff, you have the Freedom Journal, I think it's called, and so many cool Podcaster's Paradise. I recommend everybody. A lot of cool things at eofire.com. That's eofire.com. And what I love about your stuff is, you know, a lot of people say, do what you love. And I hear that from you, but you're such a real guy that I actually was a member of Podcaster's Paradise, and the advice that we get from JLD, there's no detail. There are details in this stuff. There's no detail that's not addressed, because just do what you love. That's great, but how do you actually make money at it? And how do you actually move things forward step by step in a system? And if you really actually pay attention and read and listen to JLD and actually do what he says in these things, I really think you can actually do what you love and make money. So I love that combination. So JLD, what are you working on now, and what would you like to share with people out there?
You know, all I would like to share is, if you want some great free content, head over to eofire.com. We have 5 free courses there for you on podcasting, webinars, funnels, goals, productivity. eofire.com. And of course, I'd love for you to check out my podcast, Entrepreneurs on Fire.
That's right. And you can hear me on there if you search Nicholas Upchurch. It's one of the top results when I was on that show. And then subscribe and listen to all JLD's shows. He does so many. He's like, he's still like a warrior. He's doing 28 today. It's unbelievable. I have to get like in my Zen state to do one. JLD is the man. So I want to thank you and just for being that warrior. Thank you for joining us on Believe and giving us so much real valuable insight, JLD.
It was great chatting. Keep up the heat, brother.